Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
LSU Dental School reverses its so-called vaccine policy. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we received a call at Liberty Counsel from dental students at the LSU Dental School. Now, this particular school, Louisiana State University, issued through its dean of the dental school an ultimatum on a Tuesday that all the staff, faculty, and students would need to be fully vaccinated by the following Monday with the COVID injection, and that if you did not have the COVID injection by Monday of the following week, you would not be able to come back on campus. Now, Holly, this directly affects students, particularly those that are in their later years. It could be their last semester of dental school. And if they can't come back to school, they can't graduate. So this is a very serious issue. We sent a letter on March 19 to Dean Robert Laughlin stating that the mandate was a violation of fundamental individual, economic, and religious liberties. These include the right to personal autonomy, bodily integrity, and the right to accept or reject the various COVID injections or vaccines, as some people refer to them. Obviously, we have a lot of issues with regards to these particular injections. They're only approved from an emergency standpoint. And because of that, I think it's very important. Sometimes people, they just think of this as a typical vaccine. Vaccines normally take 10 years to develop, 5 years of which is devoted to testing before it ever gets deployed to the public. And then the FDA approves it after looking at all of the data, short and long term, of all the different ranges of people and comorbidity kinds of conditions, and then they eventually approve it, and that's what we have with vaccines, and so they are FDA licensed. But what we have with all of the COVID injections, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, is not FDA licensed. They are under the FDA federal law called Emergency Use Authorization. And under that federal law, everyone must have who wants it of their own free decision. It must be. They must be fully informed and give their consent. So no one, public or private entities, can force anyone to have any of the COVID injections.
You know, it's really surprising and much less appalling to me. These are people in the medical field. This dean, you know, is required to do scientific research in his field in dentistry. And it doesn't seem like they're bothering to do that regarding these COVID injections. And not only realizing that they're not really vaccines, they're experimental injections, but to look at the deaths and the negative results that people are getting from these. And then on the other hand, you talk about religious exemptions. They're using aborted fetal cell lines in some of them.
Yeah, like the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca has not been FDA, EUA, or Emergency Use Authorization approved yet. But Johnson & Johnson has been EUA authorized, meaning it's authorized only under the emergency use provision, like the other two, Pfizer and Moderna. Pfizer and Moderna use the mRNA. mRNA has never been approved for any vaccine in the history of America. And Johnson & Johnson clearly uses the aborted fetal cell line in the deployment phase, as well as obviously they did that in the testing phase.
And, you know, I'd recommend anyone going back and listen to the interviews we did with Dr. Lee Merritt. And she really goes into a lot of detail to the mask and things like that that are not effective and actually harmful.
Well, you know, you may have already gotten a vaccine. You may be planning to get a vaccine or an injection. But whether you have, whatever your position is on this, we should all be united on this point, that no one should be forced to inject anything into their body, particularly these COVID injections, against their will. And you should not have to have a vaccine passport that has your medical history about what kind of vaccines you have had or have not had as a criteria to work, to shop, to dine, to literally live your life, even go to church. And you should not have to have on your phone a tracking and tracing app that tracks everywhere you go.
We cannot allow the government to force us to do this. In fact, this was interesting in this LSU example. The students reached out also to the Louisiana House of Representatives, and representatives from 17 districts sent a letter to the dean as well, condemning the mandate and stating that the individuals have a right to make their own medical decisions. I say yes for those legislators.
Yes, and in fact, so our letter to the dean of the LSU Dental School on March 19 was done toward the end of the weekend. We demanded that they respond over the weekend, because he just sent this out on Tuesday and told them by next Monday, everyone has to be fully injected. Otherwise, you can't return to school. So we demanded that they respond by a certain time over the weekend. They did not like that, of course. But you know what? They're the ones who set this short deadline and really disturb these students. Some of these are in clinical. Some of these are in other labs. And for them to not be able to go to school really will hurt, maybe even stifle, maybe even prevent their continued education. And so they ended up reversing themselves completely. And by Monday, that had already been repealed. And so these students were able to go back to school as normal. But there's another case that we're working on, and it's in Virginia. And it's also regarding, in this case, a nursing student. And the Virginia school, before we ever had an opportunity to issue a demand letter, they also did a mandatory vaccine or you don't come back to school. Now, this particular nursing student is in her clinicals, and so she's very close to the end of her nursing degree. She's pregnant, and I'll talk about that in a minute. She's pregnant. She did not want to get the vaccine for her own self and for what she doesn't know it might do to her unborn child, and she was told, you're dismissed. So we're working with that particular nursing student right now to reverse it, because this particular school in Virginia and the LSU school or anyone else, including, listen to this, private companies, private employers that say, one, you must have a COVID injection, or two, you're going to be singled out if you didn't have it, so that you either have to have the negative PCR test or you're going to get the injection or you can't come back to work. Now, that both of those are violation of the law. The first one violates the Emergency Use Authorization Act by forcing someone. You can't force somebody to have an injection. You can't give them a quid pro quo. If you don't have the injection, you can't work. You can't come to school. You can't also say, I'm going to single out people that haven't had the injection or that haven't gone for a PCR test. Now, it's a different situation if somebody has COVID. Obviously, there's a time frame that you go through. Once their symptoms are gone and they come back to work, obviously you don't want to jeopardize the rest of the staff, of course. But to single out someone is a violation of the EEOC. The EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, has come out with a provision that says it is a violation of federal law to single out employees who have not had the injection.
Well, you know, Matt, courage is contagious, and that's what it takes for students like this to stand up and say, I will not put this in my body. I will not allow the government to mandate what I do to my body.
Well, and going back to this other situation with this nursing student, the VIRS log, which is a CDC, Centers for Disease Control, has a voluntary log, and now it's got a couple of thousand deaths, nearing 3,000 deaths, and over 50,000 serious adverse reactions, including miscarriages. Many of them are late-term miscarriages.
Which is unusual.
Very unusual to have these many late-term miscarriages like this. And all of these are right after these injections have occurred. So they are not completely safe. And no one knows the long-term effect. The bottom line, you shouldn't be forced. You shouldn't have to carry a vaccine passport. You shouldn't have to give your medical information. You should not have to be traced and tracked. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, because we are pushing back on this across the country. LC.org/vaccine. lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.